Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being here, everybody. My name's Jeff. Of course, we're not live in the studio because we can't leave our houses. But we're having some fun at home. Hopefully you are as well. And hopefully you're, keeping safe and sane. I'd love to hear from you. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Got some requests coming up, a couple of little shout-outs, the usual stuff. You can always check out tellthebandtogohome.com for all the good stuff. One of the things that I always like to point you to is the upcoming events page, which now has my favorite streaming concerts of the week. And there are always some gems for sure. Coming up Thursday night is just, it's an obnoxious day for me. I'm really kind of mad, actually. It's Alicia's birthday, for goodness sake. So we love Alicia. We want to try to have some sort of virtual party or something. So happy birthday, Alicia. But it's also Jim Bryson's birthday, for goodness sake. And Jim is doing a live show from home. It's a side door thing. You got to buy a ticket. Also, the same damn night, Slow Leaves is doing a live show, which I'd really love to see because I love that new Slow Leaves record. It's called Shelf Life, and man, oh man, do I love it. So good. That's also a side door thing, so, try to fit some, one of those things in there. If you're like me and you can't see them all, well, it kind of sucks, but we'll figure it out. Wednesday night, also another side door thing that you got. The tickets are $7 though. Let's be honest. It's not exactly a major commitment. And most artists, if you lost your job and life sucks, they do let you in for free if you just let them know. And I know that's true of our friend Tara Lightfoot, who's doing a show on Wednesday night at 6:00. Looking forward to that one. That's always good. And tonight, I should also mention, of course, Benj Roland, my favorite way to start a day. Saturday mornings, I listen to Benj play in his apartment there, and man, it just starts my day on the right note. And then I usually come and record the show, and then I have a good day after that, and it's fun. So check that out. Saturday mornings at 8:30, and he also goes live on Tuesday afternoons at 4:00. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. Coming up today, a couple of my favorites. Sunday night, again, another conflict. I wish they'd, kind of arm wrestle to figure out who's going to have Sunday nights. Brock Zeman, of course, every Sunday night at 6:00 is Sunday dinner. That is a tradition that I just, I adore. So that's always tons of fun, always good stuff there. But then at 7:00, there's a bit of a conflict because Anna Tivell and Jeffrey Martin, they go live from a little shack in their backyard. And those are tons of fun as well. And now that they've got their technology figured out, it's going much better. And it's a pretty cool show. And they've also started recording some things together, which you can get on the Bandcamp. I don't know whether it's going to be a children's record or it's just old folk songs, but they put a couple of things up on Bandcamp. They're calling them Songs for the Moon. And it's got this cute little picture of them as kids on the front. And there's a couple of good old folk tunes on there, so I'm going to play you one of those. And also, while you're on the Bandcamp, Anna is releasing a new live and alone version of her latest record, The Question, which is an absolutely marvelous record. It's got a lot of production on it, so there's a lot of neat sounds and stuff on there. So it'll be interesting to hear these songs kind of live and alone. We've got one so far. We'll play that for you. And then while I was digging around on the Bandcamp, I found this cool live recording of Anna, and I'll play you something off of there as well. So here's my little set for Anna Tivell and Jeffrey Martin playing tonight at 7:00 on the streams. Check it out. They're tons of fun.
Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. Ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of your mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Well, the Junie bug comes in the month of June. The lightning bug comes in May. The bed bug comes just any old time, but they're not gonna stay.
Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. Yeah, there ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of your mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Well, a bullfrog sitting on a lily pad looking up at the sky. The lily pad broke and the frog fell in, got water all in his eye. Ball, oh, there ain't no bugs on me. Yeah, there ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Well, mosquito, he fly high. Mosquito, he fly low. If old mosquito lands on me, he ain't gonna fly no more. Yeah, there ain't no bugs on me. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Jeffrey's verse.
A peanut sitting on a railroad track, his heart was all flutter. Along came a choo-choo on the track, toot, toot, and peanut butter. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. Yeah, there ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Well, little bugs have littler bugs upon their backs to bite them. And the littler bugs have still littler bugs, and so ad infinitum.
Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. Well, there ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of your mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. As I went walking through the woods, humming a tune so gaily, the wind come whistling through the trees and froze my ukulele.
Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. Yeah, there ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of your mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Oh, there ain't no flies on me.
Yeah, there ain't no flies on me.
There may be flies on some of you guys,
but there ain't no flies on me.
No, there ain't no lobsters on me.
Yeah, there ain't no lobsters on me.
There may be lobsters on some of you mobsters, but there ain't no lobsters on me. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more, no, it ain't gonna rain no more.
How in the heck can I wash my neck when it ain't gonna rain no more? Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. Yeah, there ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of your mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
I came to see the flower stand, the vegetables, the cigarettes, the subway station bucket man, the headphones and the heat. And I thought that I might try again, the living and the breathing, but the living and the breathing don't come. An empty bottle lying down, a trap door with the latches gone, just hanging by a hinge. And now I guess I'm something else, raving on an overpass, a wanderer, a silver ghost, a beacon. Car windows, the guarded stare, the hollow eyes, the hunted fear, I had to look away. And I thought that I might lose my breath, the living and the coming death, the living and the aftermath, the fate. Ooh. I used to be a waste of time, a burning match lit underground, a figure in the shadowland, a feather in a cage. But now I hope I'm something else, a blinding flash, a fragment spell, a bird released from some old bell escaping. In the morning and the lights are out, when you're waiting on the bus in the rain, when a stranger tries to tell you what God's all about and your mother don't remember your name, when you walk into a street and when you fall up the stairs, when you find a bit of breakfast hanging on to your hair. It's okay to laugh and it's okay to swear, 'cause we're all crazy all the time. When your dog pees on your pillow and your milk goes bad, when you keep on finding grapes in your shoes, when your neighbors close the curtains, when you come outside and you wash your clothes and turn them all blue, when you're yelling at the TV and your plants are all dead and a giant angry seagull takes a shit on your head and every single person thinks they're great in bed. Oh, we're all crazy all of the time. When you're talking to your cats and you name them all Turtle 'cause you had a dream that turtles were cats, and you think it's really funny that our arms are so long and you like to swing them this way and that, when you lose part of your apple and you find it in the bathroom, when you give a birthday present to the person you got it from, secretly you're thinking that everyone is really dumb. We're all crazy all of the time. When you bury all your movies in your neighbor's lawn and you're sure that you can talk to birds, when you answer the door with just your ski boots on and you're eating only peanuts and nerds, when you're walking around in socks fall out of your pants, when you eat off the ground and you don't ever wash your hands, and you're hiding all your money in your pots and pans. Oh, we're all crazy all of the time. Yeah, we're all crazy all of the time.
Well, that's pretty awesome. That's Anna Tivell, and if that doesn't reveal her as a super fan of John Prine, I don't know what would. That's very John Prine-esque. It's called Crazy Time. Found that on the Bandcamp on something called the Yellow Room Recording, and there's a bunch of great stuff on there. It's a really cool little thing, and you can download it for free. And the Yellow Room Recording, they have a whole bunch of live stuff up there. I didn't recognize most names except for Freddie Johnston. So you might want to check some of those out, Yellow Room Recording. Before that, we heard a new recording of Anna's song Shadowland from her upcoming release, The Question, Live and Alone. I believe it's a digital-only thing. I didn't see any merch options. Head on over to the Bandcamp and support a wonderful songwriter, great artist, and a great person. And we heard something from Anna Tivell along with Jeffrey Martin, recorded live at home, I believe. Ain't No Bugs on Me. You can catch them tonight on the streams. And those are a ton of fun. All right, got to send a couple of shout-outs to listeners and supporters and friends. One of them, I got the strangest email today. Not today, this week, from an old pal who had heard from a friend who discovered our little show here, and for some bizarre masochistic reason was enjoying the show, and it turns out that it's someone that I greatly respect and admire, and so whenever that happens, I get really nervous, and then I say stupid and embarrassing things that probably will make sure that he'll never listen again. But I want to send a shout out to a guy named Jeff Ames. He used to be kind of the, I guess he's the main singer. There's other guys too that sang, but he did more. In a band called Kings of the Moon here in Winnipeg, and it was a bit of a super group in a way, really. My friends, the rhythm section from Duckshot Hunter, were there, and then three great songwritery good guys. There was Dave Danilchuk, who played guitar. I knew him from working at Musiplex. I used to see him there all the time. I think Dave Danilchuk actually is the guy who turned me on to Ron Sexsmith. I remember being there and him going, "You should really listen to this record," and I did, and I was like, "Oh my God, this is great." So that's good. And then there was Tim McIntyre, who was terrific singer-songwriter. He used to kind of do his own thing, I think, as well. And then Jeff Ames, and they put out this amazing EP and were around for a little while, not nearly long enough. I thought they were absolutely fantastic. So I want to play you one or two from Kings of the Moon and send a shout out to Jeff. Thanks for listening to the show. And, well, hopefully you might do it again sometime.
Says feel good about yourself. mind so much, 'cause winter is coming. Birds, the birds have all flown south to miss the cold, leave their homes high up above as they're revealed. And I stay up till 6 a.m. to watch the frost. And I stay up till 6 a.m. to watch the frost.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And every year, every single year, when the weather starts to turn, that song pops into my head, and I have to go listen to it a few times to remind myself of the beauty of fall, because normally for me it's just like the crushing depression of fall. But that song somehow makes me feel a little bit better about my miserable little life every year, so I thank the Kings of the Moon for that, as I do for the beautiful song before that, Drive So Far. They were so great. And I think there's only 7 songs that were released, and I love that little EP. Every once in a while I find a copy and I make sure I put it in the right hands. I think I have an extra one somewhere these days. I'm pretty sure I do, if somebody needs one. But it's great stuff. And if Judd is to be believed, that was the first CD that I was ever mentioned in. They're only first names, so I have to take his word for it. That's why I say that. But I think it's probably Me Right There by Big Mike Tracy and Drew, probably. I think Kings of the Moon. Thanks, Jeff Ames, for listening, and thanks for finding our little show. It's so nice. I realized to put that in, I put that in my computer to play the disc, and if you put it in your computer in iTunes, they're called Kingmon, which is pretty funny. So pretty sure I had it right, Kings of the Moon. Or maybe they were called Kingmon, and I just never know. This is just finding this out now. Probably not. Anyways, okay, so another person we heard from this week that made me happy was our old friend Lavana, who's been listening out there and supporting us. She's a wonderful, kind, and generous lady. A good supporter of the Sunset Saloon and the show, and she had a few requests for us, and since nobody else has bothered to send in requests for months, I'm going to play a few, if not all of these. And we're going to start it off here with a young lady who I quite like, but for some reason I hardly ever play her on the show. I don't know why, because she's great. So I got to thank Lavana for reminding me of this. This is actually Joe Nolan's sister, who goes by Jenny Ty.
Streetcars are sleeping, I'm a long way from home. The moon is full, it's hiding behind the smoke. Pour me another, would you light me one? I've never been so alone in a city full of dreamers and lovers, undercovers, chasing wonders through the night. Thousands of miles, thousands of reasons. streetcars are sleeping. I'm a long way from home.
Bags are packed, some regrets. Gonna wake up. In yesterday's news, the heart can whisper, the head has to choose. I'm gonna make a change, gonna light a fire, sing it on out like a preacher to the choir. Gonna start with a spark, let the flame burn high. Whoa, gonna light a fire. As long as I got air inside of my lungs, I'll keep on swimming, and I know I won. I'm gonna make a change, gonna light a fire, sing it on out like a preacher to the choir. Gonna start with a spark, let the flame burn high. Gonna light a fire.
Yeah. supersonic flight on the road to Mars. Transformers, what we do. Make sure our needs are met. There's a Superman inside us who never breaks a sweat. The flight is underway and he hasn't come down yet. Now he's flying, flying, flying. Now he's gliding, gliding, gliding. Yeah, he's flying, flying, flying. Now he's gliding, gliding, gliding. Yeah, he's flying, flying, flying. Yes, he's gliding, gliding, gliding. Oh, he's flying.
Is your stranger.
my God, that's such a beautiful song. I haven't heard that one in such a while. Thank you, Lavana, for requesting some Madison Violet, getting me to play that one again. Hadn't heard that one in a while. Madison Violet, they did one of those live things, live streams, a little while ago, and I really wanted to watch it, but I was so mad at them. They set up, and they were trying to set up, you know, distance, so they were each kind of on the separate side of a room, kind of facing each other a little bit. But they did the stream in friggin' portrait orientation, up and down, so all you could really see was the space in between them, and I just got so mad. I couldn't watch it. Just like, turn your damn phone, for God's sake, woman. Can't you see how stupid that looks? So I got mad and I turned it off. I'm kind of easily irritated that way. If you're going to do the live stream, first of all, do it on Facebook, because you'll get more people watching, and you kind of want more people at your shows, I think. And I've proven it time and time again. Some people do both at once, Facebook and Instagram, which is great if you can do it. I mean, get in as many people as you can, but most people are just doing one. And if you pick Instagram, you're cutting out so much of your audience. Instagram also forces you into portrait orientation, and they don't archive them like Facebook does, so you can't watch them later. It's just, it's dumb. Why people do it on Instagram, I can't understand. Jim Bryson says it sounds better, but on that we'll have to agree to disagree, because I've seen some amazing things on Facebook. You can patch your board or your instruments into things on Facebook, but I understand that you can't do it on Instagram. If you want to know how to do it right, watch one of Benja's things. It sounds fantastic. Before that, caught a little bit of the Rob Lutz live stream the other day. We heard Rob and his band Sussex from their latest record, Parade Day, which is great. We heard Superman's Escape, something from Jeffrey Straker in there. Jeffrey Straker, one of those guys who ruins my name for everybody. There's two kinds of guys who ruin it for everybody. Number one, the G Jeffs, like Jeff Burner and guys like that. They just, it's not supposed to be spelled that way. And second of all, Jeffrey Straker, who's an E-R-Y guy, which is just madness. Even if your parents misspell it on your birth certificate, you're a performer, you can change it. It's supposed to be R-E-Y. Off the top, Jenny Tyfe, her latest, that's off her latest album, I think. That was called Dreamers and Lovers. We'll send it out to Lavana, who's listening again today, hopefully. Thank you, Lavana. I hope you are doing well. Here's another all-star gang up. This time, it's a tribute to the grocery store workers. This is a neat thing that came out of the East Coast. Check this out.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain.
We all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be a friend.
I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Leave, swallow your pride.
If I have
you need to buy. Just call on the brother when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on me when
need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
This is James McMurray. Hi, this is James McMurtry, and I'm running for President of the United States. And you're listening to Steel Belted Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
Look off down the highway at the glittering lights. Like windshield glass on the shoulder at night. As the diesels come grinding on up from the plains, all bunched up like pearls on a string. And I guess time don't mean nothing, not nothing at all. And out on the horizon, the broken stars fall. Oh, broken stars, they fall down on the land and get mixed in together with the lights of Cheyenne. Well, I've been up all night and I'm down in my back, working the counter to take up the slack. 'Cause the money tree's light and the whiskey stream's low. You ain't worked a week since July. You say the gravel pit's hiring after the first, but you don't have the nature for that kind of work. You might get higher on, but you won't make a hand. And I'll still be here looking at the lights of Cheyenne. You stand in the sky with your feet on the ground, never suspecting a thing. But if the sky were to move, you might never be found, never be heard from again. We go on good behavior when our youngest comes home. She comes up from Boulder, but she never stays long. And that oldest still fights me like she was 18. Stopped in for a six-pack a while ago, and she's got a cowboy problem, and this last one's a sight. dressed up like Gunsmoke for Saturday night. And they were off to the bars for lack of a plan, racing the stars to the lights of Cheyenne. Kept all that meanness inside you so long. You'd fight with a fence post if it looked at you wrong. Well, a post won't hit back and it won't call the law. I look at you right or I don't look at all. Now take a crumpled up soft pack and give it a shake. Out by the dumpster on a cigarette break. With one eye swole up from the back of your hand, and the other eye fixed on the lights of Cheyenne. You stand in the sky with your feet on the ground, never suspecting a thing. But if the sky were to move, you might never be found, never be heard from again. Now there's antelope grazing in range of my gun. But come opening weekend, you won't see a one. They'll vanish like ghosts, 'cause somehow they know. But now they're up to the fence in the early dawn, and it's warming up nicely for this time of year. The creeks are still frozen, but the roads are all clear. And I don't have it in me to make one more stand. Though I never much cared for the lights of Cheyenne.
Hi, this is Chuck Prophet, and you're listening to the Steel Belted Free Range Radio Show on 101.5 UMFM, Manitoba. It rocks like a bitch.
Just last night I fantasized I was in a time machine, walking hand in hand with my sister there along the San Clemente beach. My fourth grade class took a field trip once to pay tribute to the man. Did I ever tell you that I was born in the heart of Nixon? He flew to China on Air Force One, had a meal in Chinatown. Even when things were really looking up, poor Richard was always looking around. Politicians maneuver, negotiate, yeah, they lie, they cheat, and they scam. He cut a trail through the DMZ, all the way up to Nixon Land.
talked about himself like he was someone else. In the third person, I guess you'd say. He'd say, Nixon had a rough night. He'd say, Nixon needs a drink. He'd say, Nixon loves Memorial Day. He had a wife and two daughters too. They were with him right up until the end. Hold up like four refugees high on a cliff over Nixon Land. Crowd, as the crowd shouted jail to the chief. He stood at the window with his tumbler of scotch and his slippers and his BVD. He talked to a portrait of Honest Abe, said, surely Abe, you must understand. The Jews are out to bring me
I had to sneak in the latest stellar song from Chuck Prophet from his new album, The Land That Time Forgot, which I think has been delayed until October. Read that somewhere, but man, it's going to be good. That's called Nixon Land. Before that, we heard James McMurtry with one of his most amazing songs, Lights of Cheyenne. Thanks to Ben Delacour for letting me know. I didn't even realize the only place you can hear that song is on Live and Aught 3. So good. And off the top, a little all-star thing, Lean On Me, Christina Martin, Jen Grant, David Miles, Dave Gunning, Matt Anderson, all kinds of people on that. Check it out on the YouTube. We got to go. Thanks for being here. Stay safe. Look after each other. And keep in touch. Jeff at TellaBandToGoHome.com. Join us again next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., TellaBandToGoHome.com. Thanks, everybody.